So same problem. I've got my potato kugel in the fridge. Can I put it on my fire? So last week, wherever, 2 weeks ago, we dealt with all the hot plate issues. So the sum up of that chabur, you want to be the frumest of everything. So you have tinfoil lining your hot plate. You put it on a hefsek kedera. Everything's fine. You take care of all your chazara problems, all your shihia problems, fine. Problem is that when you take the potato kugel out of the fridge, what do you do with the potato kugel? No? Oh boy, we gotta get it hot first. Before you eat it, wait, hold it a second. You'll get to eat it in a second. So you're gonna eat it in a second, but first you gotta heat it up a little bit. So you're gonna put it on the hot plate with the hefsek kedera, but what do? You wrap the potato kugel in tin foil so that you can get at least a little bit, even if it's only hefsek kedera. You've got a kedera separating you and your hot plate. Okay, fine. But you still wanted the potato kugel to get hot. So you wrap the potato kugel in tin foil and you put it directly on top of the hefsek kedera, so we've got no shihi issues, no chazar issues. But what other problem do you have? You have a problem of atmana. So is there atmana? What is atmana? So the rabbis were gozer on two things, on davar hamosif evel and davar she'ena mosif evel. Things which are mosif evel, in other words, if you have a piece of food and you wrap it in something which increases the heat, the rabbis made a gezeira, you shouldn't increase heat. Why? Because lest you come to open it up and realize it's not so hot, you'll put it directly on the fire, you'll do bona fide bishel. So what is something which increases heat? So oven. So we don't really have so many mosif hevels today, but if you would have an item which would, you would wrap it in the food, it would increase the heat in that food. In other words, you had some, let's say, portable covering, which, you know, you're able to had heat that you'll put the item in. It's kind of like an oven. You put it in an oven. That perhaps is a ton of problems. But anything like that, it's usher to put on the fire, even Erev Shabbos. But let's leave that aside for a second. Even davar she'eino mosif evel, in other words, a towel, does it add heat to your potato kugel, wrapping your potato kugel in a towel?
It keeps it warm,
but does it add heat? No, the towel doesn't generate heat. It's not mosif evel, but it holds in the heat. So something like that, a davar she'eino mosif evel, which holds in heat, but does not increase heat, it is forbidden to wrap the food on Shabbos with a davar she'eino mosif evel. You're with me? So you can't take a potato kugel out of the fridge and wrap it in a complete, you know, towel if you're going to put it on a hefsek kedera, on the fire. Why? Because it's a davar she'eino mosif evel.
So
Yeah.
Even
a hefsek kedera. Let's say you got an inverted tin. I put the potato kugel directly on top of the inverted tin.
Are you allowed to put a towel on top of the kugel?
That's the question. So according to this, it's davar she'eino mosif hevel is forbidden to do on Shabbos.
Is that wrapping it versus discovering
it? Well, so let's say it's wrapped. Let's use the word wrapped for a second. Right? So let's say it's wrapped or completely covered. You want to use those two words? That's fine. Completely wrapped, completely covered would be a problem. Right? Now, let's say you do atmana b'miktsas. So you open it up a little bit. So according to Shulchan Aruch, it's still forbidden. According to the Ramah, hatmana b'miktsas, in other words, when it's only partially covered, so you only cover the potato kugel halfway with the towel, so that would be permitted according to the Ramah. Fine. So far, no chidushim yet. But I'm waiting for someone to ask me the obvious question. If you take a pot of rice, right, and the rice is in the pot, and you put the pot on top of your hefsek kedera, is that a problem? In other words, I've got cold rice. I want to heat up my rice. It's in a pot. I take the pot out of the fridge, and I put it directly.
Huh?
It's cooking, but it's 1 second. Forget about name Bishrak or Bishrak, because it's the problem. It may be a problem about tomorrow. Forget it. This is nothing to do with Bishrak, huh? So I'll get to potato kugel in 1 second. Potato kugel is a little bit confusing. Do a little bit more rice. So I've got rice in a pot. It's covered in a pot. I heat it up on the oven, right, before Shabbos. I put it in my fridge 4 o'clock Friday afternoon. Shabbos morning, I take my rice pot out, covered in a rice. It's a pot, you know, regular long pot, right, which has a cover on the pot. And now I put on the hefsek kedera. Mutar asur. Shouldn't it be hatmana? It's completely insulated. I'm putting it on the fire. No problem or not a problem? Not a direct on the fire. I've got a hefsek kedera. I've got a inverted tin. So I've got no problems of shihia. Seal? Well, not sealed. It's closed. What's your problem? Problem or no? Why? Isn't it bona fide atzmana? It's completely wrapped. I'm taking a completely wrapped item and putting it direct on a hefsekadera. This has nothing to do with Shia. For Shia, you have to go back a month in time. We did that a month ago. You're going to tell me issues of Chazara? I dealt with that 2 weeks ago. You're going to tell me issues of hot plates? We dealt with that, whatever, last week. I'm done with all those topics. I'm asking you a specific new halacha called atzmana. Hatzmana means a fully wrapped, a food cannot be fully wrapped and put on an inverted tin on a blech. No, so if anyone ever done this, you always do this. Your wife does it maybe. She takes out rice in a pot and puts it on a brahm. So what's puts it on a inverted tin on the hot plate. So how are you allowed to do that? The answer is, very important answer, is the pot is not an insulation. It's not covering the food. Why? Why do you have the pot around the rice?
Hold it.
It's because it's disgusting. Imagine if your wife took her hands, stuck it into the rice pot, and put the rice on top of the thing. That's not done, right? Not done. You'll be thrown out. No one will ever eat at your house again. Why? Because it's not clean. So far, so good.
She put it on top of a plate.
She puts it on a plate, fine. But still, she could do that. Fine. The point of the pot is to make sure that like nothing goes on top of it. Your kid doesn't throw anything in. No crayons get thrown in or whatever gets. Nothing gets thrown into that pot. Fine. Okay, fine. If it's inverted, my point is that if it's protecting the rice so that it doesn't get dirty, so then I've got no problems. And in fact, that's the heter for your wife to take a pot out of the fridge and put it directly on the hefsekadera on the blech, right? Fine.
Because
the container is holding the rice, because it's holding the rice, because you have no other place to do the rice. Now comes my million-dollar question. Now my potato cook. Why is there the potato kugel is not, let's say it's not so wrapped, but I take it out, or even if it is wrapped in the fridge, what do I care? I take a potato kugel and it's put it on the inverted tin. Is that tin foil serving like the cover of the rice pot and it's just protecting it from getting dirty? Or do you want that potato kugel? Don't be honest. Who's willing to be a man? Step up and say, you know why you're covering that potato kugel? Why are you covering that potato kugel? Because you want it to be warm. No?
You want the rice to be
mutter
warm.
Mutter usser. I asked you that question. Mutter usser. This is the $1 million question. You can't live a Shabbos without potato kugel. Hello, what are you going to do? That's my favorite food. Okay. What are you going to do? Are you allowed to warm up the potato kugel by wrapping it? Why? Because it's hatmana. I'm insulating food.
So the pot,
I answered up the pot very easily. What? The only reason why I've got the pot, the cover on the pot, is to keep it clean. Because no one... Look me in the eye and tell me that you're covering your potato kugel on top of the blech to keep it clean. You've got no kids in your house. You can't tell me you're worried about the kid. You can't say that. No? So the rice, a normal way of a pot, it has a covering, so that's the way it goes. You take the pot out, it's fine.
If I put rice in a silver foil, I'm not
made
of that now.
No, it's good. It's okay, it's good. It's good for the recording, it's good. Yes, it's a good kosh, it's a good kosh. So what? So I could... Nochum wants to ask for rice as well, gesundheit. I think I could find an easy answer for you for rice, because a pot comes in the normal way. Nochum, the normal way of a pot, it comes with the cover. My potato kugel, doesn't, you know, once you take off the once you open it, it doesn't come with its own cover. You wrap it in a tinfoil to make it warm. So listen to what I'll read you. Yeah. No, you're good to interrupt me. Yeah, go.
Yeah. No.
So what's pshat?
Let's say you take a small potato kugel in a container.
Yeah.
Not, they come the smallest.
Yeah.
And then it should definitely not be because that's what's holding the potato kugel.
Okay, but the reason why you're covering the top in tin foil, presumably, is to get it warm. I want my potato kugel warm, not
so
cold. Says Ramosha Feinstein, he asked this kasha. Ramosha asked this kasha. He says, Im mutter lichroch b'shabes dover gush. I prefer to call it dover gush potato kugel, yeah? So you want a potato kugel, you can pick whatever other food you like, yeah? Mavushal tzonin benir aluminum foil, ulechamo behefsekadera. My mishar question, can I take something out of the fridge, wrap it in tin foil, and put it on the blech with the hefsekadera? Rav Moshe writes, as long as you don't put it on the blech, gesundheit. You want to take it? No, not even directly. Talk about hefsekadera. If you take it, no, not even directly. You take a potato kugel out and put it on your kitchen counter and wrap it in tin foil because you want to keep it the way it is. That's fine. You know, if you have a cold item, let's say you have a cold item, you want to put, I don't know, you want to keep your alcohol cold. So you wrap it in tin foil to keep the cold in, that's fine. The second that you wrap it so that you could put it on your hefsek kedera, he says, ubehefsek kedera nami umosef evel, v'asr batmana, v'karcham benir aluminum, nami aviatmana. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, you can't wrap a potato kugel and put it on your hefsek kedera because that's atmana. It's atmana. It's not bishul. It's not shehiyah. It's not chazara. Those were last week's. This is atmana. Comes along. Yeah, that's shita number one. Comes along Rabbi Ribiat. Rabbi Ribiat says, one may not completely wrap a hot potato on Shabbos with aluminum foil to keep it warm because of atmana. He seems to say the same problem. We're talking about when it's completely wrapped and the point of the wrapping is for heat. Comes along the Arch of Shabbos, or Shmuel Arbach, who I saw his birthday, 83rd birthday, Kananer was on Yom Kippur, Yeshiva World News, you can check it out. Yeah, so Rav Shmuel Arbach, he quotes Rav Shmuel Arbach, and he writes, quotes a lot of his psalchem. I don't know if this is from Rav Shmuel Arbach, but a lot of his psalchem are in the Sefer from it. He writes, "Eminiach al amechem davar meichol she'eno besoch keder mechusa." You have, you know, let's say you put on a... on here, he says, "V'chein muter latov davar meichel benir aluminum." You're allowed to put something covered in aluminum. Lanichal gabe meichem, ach ein laotvo b'shochvos miuserish l'nir aluminum. You could only wrap it with a thin layer, one layer, because the second that you put that second round of aluminum foil on it, you know why you're doing it?
To keep it warm.
So all you and your big talkers that you're keeping it to protect your potato kugel, if you really cared about just protecting the potato kugel from getting dirty from your falling plaster from your ceiling, then you would only put a thin layer on top of the potato kugel. The second... So Arch of Shabbos says one layer is for safety, two layers are for warm. So therefore, but he is Mako. He seems to be allowing, but he quotes, it's interesting, on the footnote, he quotes Ramosha for this. The same Ramosha. I read you that too on Ramosha. He didn't make any distinctions about why you're covering. Ramosha seemed to say a klal. Your aluminum foil is to insulate, not to protect. Yerucha Shabbos says, depends really what your intention is. One round of aluminum foil, he says, is probably to protect. Two rounds would be to insulate, and that would be usher. Final sheet, the most makel sheet, you look at Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn's English Sefer, Shabbos Kitchen, and if you look, he was quoting there of Max Eliyahu, Rav Falk, I think from England, right? Rav Falk, or from Chicago, I'm not sure, Rav Falk, from the previous Dar, he was one of the Gedolim. He writes that even two layers are fine if it's all one big piece. So you know that you rip off yourself a huge piece, you wrap it all around, it's all considered a protection. The svar is, though, because it's a protection. Because your intent really is to protect, not to insulate. Halacha l'maisa, the best way to get out of it, you know, you may have to suffer, have a little bit of cold potato kugel, is really to keep it open a little bit on the top. You want to be really far from it, you know, what the best way to do is don't cover the potato kugel. Now, what's considered not full way, that you need a whole nother shear in itself. Really, I think they say if you uncover a good part of the top, you know, then you're fine. But if you cover, you know, most people, you cover potato kugel, you cover most, the whole thing. You should really kind of keep the top open, and then you're fine. So if it's completely covered, according to this, and it's on the black, really not. No, really not.
It's uncovered. A little, you said
it's a little bit uncovered, then you're fine. The question is, what's a little bit uncovered?
Probably